Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Excuse me. I'll try not to cough during your performance, Riggins. Please. This is the special time of the week when we review everything that went on behind the scenes and on the scenes and in front of the scenes with the TJ and Riggins Show and in popular culture. In song, it's called Wiggins Weekend Review.
Where'd he go?
Go, Wiggins. Let me start you over.
Okay. Yeah.
Riggins Weekend Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Weekend Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay skipped her Bible study class. If she doesn't act right, she'll be removed. Can't you see Lindsay at the Last Supper asking if the bread is Bobby approved? I got ashes on my forehead on Wednesday, and maybe I'm becoming more mature. Because unlike a lot of Catholics, I don't usually take them on tour, Mark Wahlberg. The Oscars happened on Sunday. It might look like a room full of idiots to you, but if I had to wear a bow tie and listen to Timothy Chalamet, I'd probably be angry too. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay performed at her college alumni game. The ECU Pirates are pretty cool. Ironic that a lot of her classmates became actual pirates right after school. A lot of people don't know that. She old. Lindsay is Lindsay is all the way out in Nashville. She's going to have a ball, but a white girl with an aloe hat in Nashville is like seeing a leaf in the middle of fall. Just one of us.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Casey Anthony is back on social media. I just thought you all should know, making it only the second worst comeback since polio 3 years ago. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. And Alexis announced she's pregnant. And making predictions is never wise, but I bet the universe talking the crystals disappear when that baby arrives. Something tells me. Alexis is great at whatever she sets her mind to. This shouldn't be surprising to you. When she was a little gangster out in Compton, she was really good at that too. Today is National Cereal Day, so enjoy a bowl or maybe two. Lindsay said she likes the regular Special K, and it's like, dang, what happened to you? And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
That was funny.
Thank you.
That was funny.
Thank you. So, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. So I'm today is the day I'm going to release it all. I'm putting it all out there and I'm going to let it go. But I need to do this first and I'll do it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks. Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Go get your Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt or hoodie at tjriggins.com/deals and make sure you support Peyton's Promise by making an order. We got here the black version right in front of the cameras. Mm-hmm. If you watch us on YouTube, great looking tee. Yeah. Ace's name.
And it's soft.
And it's real soft.
It's real soft.
100% mm-hmm. cotton, baby. That's the only way we do it. Yeah. But I found myself just getting angry, you know, since this all, losing Ace. I'm just on edge, I guess. I'm just quicker to... not snap, but quicker to make angry judgments about things.
Yeah.
And I've had too many of them. So I think today is the day. I'm just going to put them out, as Alexis would say, into the universe, and I'm going to let it go. Okay. Because Ace was famous for holding a grudge. Uh-huh. And he held some grudges. And you go, why are you holding on to that? You go, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I'm letting it go today. So here are a few things that have been bothering me lately that today I'm going to let go of. The fact that so many Americans are now calling a baked potato a jacket potato.
Oh.
There's a rise, a trend on TikTok of all these baked potato food trucks, mm-hmm. and they're calling them all jacket potatoes.
Isn't that British?
It's what the British call a baked potato. I'm sorry.
I hate that.
I hate it with everything, but today I'm letting it go. If you want to call it a jacket potato, it doesn't affect me. It just bothers me. But today I'm going to let it go. Stop. It's a baked potato, though. We've been making baked potatoes forever.
And ours are better than theirs.
They're putting baked beans on their baked potato. Come on now. We got bacon, cheese. Don't get me started. You want to know why strawberries are on sale right now? I got a package of strawberries on Monday. They were on sale. $2 for a carton of strawberries. You want to know why they're $2?
Because they suck.
They suck. It's February. Of course they suck. Stop falling for these. You think it's a good deal. It's never a good deal. No one's out to help you. They're not helping you. They're just selling you bad strawberries for $2. That's all it is. Support animals I can get down with. I understand why people need emotional support animals. TJ and I disagree about that. What I do not appreciate is people now substituting emotional support animals for emotional support box fans. We know Tech D Rob has brought a box fan to multiple trips. I thought it was a Rob thing. Turns out a ton of people are doing it. She needs her emotional support box fan. Now, they're using the word emotional support a little loosely, but it's obnoxious. I'm letting it go today, though.
Yeah, just say you like a fan.
Exactly.
You're not an emotional support fan.
When I go to your restaurant's website, I'm only there to do one thing. I want to look at the menu. Even if I'm never going to go to this restaurant, I want to look at your menu. If I click on the menu and you say, type in your zip code to find the location near you, I don't even care anymore. I'm not interested in your restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not ever going there anymore. Just show me the menu.
Or where you have to click order to look at the menu.
Exactly. That's the thing. You type in your zip code. They're like, select the restaurant. Now order online or pick up. Just show me the menu. Show me the menu. Yeah. Unbelievable. But I'm letting it go today. And one other thing, my doorbell, I love when strangers come to my door. I know that's weird. I like the interaction. My doorbell sounds like this. It makes me feel like I live in the projects, and I don't. I spend a lot of money on my house. I don't like it. It bothers me every time. I don't know who in their right mind installed this doorbell, but it's ugly and it's awful.
A buzzer?
That's what it sounds like.
No.
We got to fix that for you.
Oh, man.
Give me a chime. But I'm letting it go today.
You need a ding-dong.
I need a ding-dong. Give me a ding-dong. What does a man got to do to get a ding dong around here?
Ding dong, ding dong.
But yeah, I'm letting it go today.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
Skoni's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ. There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Riggins, you were talking about the things that have been bugging you, but you're letting them go. And one of them was calling baked potatoes potato jackets.
Yeah. Jacket potatoes.
I mean, that's what the Brits call it. You know, I've always been with that. I mean, when Americans started calling their butts their bum.
I thought about that, yeah.
And saying no worries instead of you're welcome.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't like the other people. They say no worries in Australia, and I love the Australians.
Yeah.
But that's just not our language. No. Don't just start adopting something because you think it's worldly and whatever.
Yeah.
I've never been on that train of thinking that just because something is foreign, that it's better than, you know, a lot of people are like that.
Sure.
Well, this is the way they do it in Europe. This is the way they do it in France. I don't care. We're the best country in the world. They ought to be, you know, bragging that they do something like us. Yeah. But be that as it may, there is a new term that is, because, you know, I'm always a forecaster of the language changing. There's a new term that we're starting to hear that is just absolutely ridiculous. It's redundant, and it involves AI discussions. And like this morning, there was a story about McDonald's is going to be using AI to help support in, you know, yeah, various ways what they call their human employees.
Human
employees. They're, is no such thing as a human employee, except the fact that all employees are human. You can't be an employee if you're not a human. The definition of employee is a person who works for someone for pay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So just because you got, employees. I mean, AI is not an employee. AI is a machine.
Right.
AI is to some businesses what a pipe wrench is to a plumber. It's a tool. So don't be saying human employees. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah. Unless that's some like weird way to threaten all the employees. Like for the human employees who won't be around for much longer, once we train these AI robots.
It sounds just so dramatic.
Yeah, it is.
Human. And, you know, it sounds like something Walton Goggins would say. Walton Goggins is one of my favorite actors. Love him. But he's so weird and so artsy. He's like the prince. You know, Prince was to music. He's just like that to acting. He's like, oh, I think I got these in the sand. Reminds me of being in Tanzania. And I mean, just especially to be a Southern guy, it comes across as even more weird.
Yeah.
And Walton Goggins plays in, he's in the new series, the new season of the, what is it, Orchid?
The White Lotus?
White Lotus. And he's also Baby Billy on Righteous Gemstones, and his best role was on Justified, the show Justified. But, and that's, again, that's one of those actors that I can say he's weirdo in person and all that, but I love his work.
Mm-hmm. There's not many of those for you.
No. But that human employee sounds like something that one of those overly dramatic actors would say.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I mean, from a human standpoint, and it's like, okay, well, we know if you're giving your opinion or what you think of something, it's from a human standpoint. No need to tell it. Just like when women will stand up and go, you know, as a woman, I can say blah, blah, blah. Well, we see you're a woman. And if you're saying it, then we know it's as a woman. Man. Sometimes I wish, though, that all places would get rid of human employees.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
As my mama, mama would say, Riggins, let me ask you something.
Sure.
What do you have on your locked screen of your phone? Do you have just what comes with the phone, some background?
Yeah, I just keep it black.
Yeah.
Like a blank screen.
Okay. You see mine?
Yeah, it's Jody.
It's a precious, precious, darling picture of my wife.
She's sure. So pretty.
Yeah. What do you have on yours, Rob? Something about Star Wars or something?
It's R2-D2.
Yeah. See, he got R2-D2.
Show the camera. Make sure you show the camera.
Oh, yeah. Would you ever have a selfie on your lock screen?
No.
32% of people think it's okay to have a selfie on their phone, and they have it on their phone's lock screen.
Maybe if I look like Chris Hemsworth or something, I don't know.
Even do at I that, see I would, that, I would want. I would think if you look great and you have it, then that would be even worse.
Why?
Because it's more conceited.
Oh yeah, you know? Societally, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's insane.
Right, and this doesn't count if you're, you know, you took a selfie and you're holding your baby or something like that. It's just you.
Yeah, that is next level.
Okay, what if it's not a selfie? What if it's just a picture of you that somebody else took? Same,
kind of the same thing. You're looking at yourself.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's just you, not like you and your wife.
Or you just you.
Yeah, no.
Who's on Jody's lock screen? Is it you?
I think the kids, our children.
Interesting.
I know. Not really. There's no mystery there, is it?
Well, I don't know if it's a mystery, but are you in the picture with the kids?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
I thought I was going to get this. I was going to go, well, at least you're in the picture. No. Yeah.
Okay. See, I follow the laws of the Bible, and I love my wife more than I do my kids. Mm-hmm. She doesn't follow those rules.
You're number three?
I don't even know if I would reach number three.
Craig from Southern Charm, number three.
Yeah, he's in.
Hillary Duff. I like that show, Younger.
Yeah. Probably one of the seven little Johnstons.
Four of the seven. And then my loving husband.
Oh, God.
Does it bother?
But I don't blame her, though. If I looked as good for a man as she does for a woman, then I would think maybe she should have a picture of me out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's face it. Since I caught obesity and geriatrics, I'm not handsome anymore. So she doesn't want to look at that every time she opens her phone, which is a lie.
All day, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I put R2-D2 on my lock screen.
Now, would you think it's bad if it's a woman that has the selfie over? Is it worse if a guy does than a woman?
Yes. Yeah, it's worse if a guy does it too. I don't know why I think that, but it just men, if they're even a little bit self-involved, it's magnified 10 times if it's a guy.
Mm-hmm. Conceited.
Conceited. Yeah, that's the word I was saying. Uh-huh.
And so is it that you've just come to expect that women are more struck on themselves? Is that what you're saying?
No, dude, I would never say that. But, yeah.
Just kidding, lady.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm sorry to correct you, Riggins, but putting, did you say Cheez-Its or Cheetos?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its on a Caesar salad isn't fattening it up. It's trashing it up.
That's true.
How to make a Caesar salad white trash fair food.
Yeah, right.
Put Cheez-Its on it.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, a Caesar salad, a little refined, a little more refined, but adding crushed up Cheez-Its and then Cheez-Its instead of croutons in it. I mean, it looks pretty good, but yeah.
How do we give it a shot?
How do we make this white trash and you just throw some Cheez-Its in it?
Anything that requires emulsifying should not have just regular snack foods in it.
That's true.
Incorporated in it.
Which Mountain Dew should you pair that with?
Yeah. That new one, whatever.
Probably the new one.
About,
The Bear Midnight Blast or whatever it is. Notes of passion fruit in it.
Would you like the blue cheese wedge or our Cheez-It Caesar? We call it the Cheeser salad.
We came up with that on our own.
It is a little trashy, isn't it?
A lot.
Because homemade croutons, that's one of the best part of a Caesar salad.
Homemade.
Caesar salad.
You make your own croutons?
Of course.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not a savage.
No. I get them right out the bag.
Oh, yeah. Right out of that clear bag that comes in a Cheez-It box.
I will think about that the next time I'm in the store. Maybe I just need a box of Cheez-Its instead of getting croutons. You never just had a bunch of drinks and then eating a bag of croutons for dinner?
No. No.
Not once?
Uh-uh.
Wow, you haven't lived.
But, I mean, I look at croutons like whipped cream. It's so easy to make. Why would you not? I don't use Cool Whip. I don't use Ready Whip. I make my own whipped cream.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I mean, what do you want me to say? Good for you.
But you acted surprised that I make croutons.
I don't know anybody that makes croutons. You're the only person I know that I know makes croutons. I've never asked around, but you're the only person I know.
And you know they call that big piece of bread in the middle of a French onion soup a crouton.
Did they?
A big crouton, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm. That's the only time my wife will eat wet bread. You know how I am about wet bread. I don't want wet bread. But she likes it in that French onion soup.
Does she have a lot of rules like that? You know how I am about, how many times does that get
wet
uttered?
Bread, cherries, raisins, raspberries.
You know how I am.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay isn't here today. Not even from her closet studio that she has. She takes, always when she goes on these trips, she takes her equipment with her and will set it up wherever she is, a hotel or at an Airbnb, like was the last time. So she had to go to Nashville with her husband, and his company was having this big thing. And he was, I think he's getting some kind of an award, and it's like formal nights and all this.
Wow.
And, you know, Riggins, I asked her yesterday, I said, you planning on being on the show and everything? And I don't, you don't make her feel pressured to do that. So we're just like, hey, you know, if you don't want to fool with it or whatever, we get it. You got to go on these trips. But she said she was going to do it.
Yeah.
She said, and it's almost like she likes the escape from whatever's going on.
Yeah.
But she sent me a text in the night. Last night, and I found it when I woke up and said, I didn't realize that this dinner thing is not over till 11. Is there any way that I could just join the show late in the morning? And you know, she was having fun drinking and carrying on and everything. Sure. She goes, just text me and I'll check it when I get up to pee.
Oh, yeah. So this probably had a couple cocktails, you're right. And she's like, yeah, the night's rolling. And
right. And it is late. And so I just said, just sleep.
Yeah, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go on your record, but yeah. Get your sleep.
Exactly.
Or record.
Permanent record.
It's going to go in your file. No, it's totally cool.
But I know, I mean, just when you're out and you're doing something and you're having fun and you got to think about, I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got, you know, it's so awful.
It is. It is. Especially when you're having fun and you're in a different town and you're celebrating.
Yeah. And he's probably like, hey, this is my big, he's winning an award or something.
Yeah.
This is my big event for my work. Let's go. Let me, you know. And I don't want him thinking that we're saying, you better be on that show in the morning, even if you're out of town.
Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
No, he's a bro.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't she in another time zone, too?
Yeah, she's in the best time zone, Central. That's right. She'd have been getting up even earlier. And she may still get up and think that we're still on.
Yeah.
So I'm here. Well, we finished an hour ago.
Yeah. Sorry.
Go take on the day.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if he slept with his trophy. Call him Brophy. My Brophy. I'm going to sleep with my Brophy tonight.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
An announcer in Kansas has been placed on leave. He was commenting on the high school state championship, the girls' high school soccer state championship. And he was caught on a hot mic making some inappropriate comments about the soccer moms.
Oh, yeah.
It was all caught on a live stream. Then a parent shared it on Vimeo. And he said something along the lines of, oh, I can't see your legs, but I can feel that blank from here. You know, and it was all picked up over the live radio stream. So they have relieved him from his duties.
Mm-hmm.
He can't commentate on the high school girls' soccer teams anymore.
Well, who videoed it?
Oh, he was on a hot.
Yeah, he didn't realize his mic was on.
Yeah. So it was all a radio broadcast. But hot mics. I'll catch you. And talking about the moms.
Hot mics on hot moms on hot mics.
That's right. At one point, he said he wanted to take a header off the press box because it was such a bad game. And that was picked up, and some parents got upset about that as well. So, what are you going to do? Today's National Cereal Day. Pointed that out in the Week in Review. But do you have a favorite cereal of all time?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Probably Captain Crunch.
Oh, Captain. Oh, Captain Crunch. I thought you were going to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's number two.
Okay.
And Fruity Pebbles, number three.
I know you have Jody has problems keeping Captain Crunch in the house.
Yeah.
Because you just.
Eat it. I just eat it.
As opposed to letting it sit on the shelf.
And but we haven't had that kind of cereal in a long time.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's all whole grains and oats and things like that.
Yeah. All packing peanuts is what it tastes like. That's Seven Sundays or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I'm going Cinnamon Toast Crunch as my favorite. And then number two would probably be Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I love Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
That's number three.
I don't want them all the time, but man, when you sit down, ice cold milk, whole milk, as Ace would say, whole full fat.
You know what Jody calls it?
What?
Vitamin D milk.
Vitamin D milk. I guess it is labeled on that sometimes, but no, it's whole milk or sweet milk. Sweet milk is usually what it is. And then I'm running out of time here. But today's National Employee Appreciation Day. So don't be surprised if you show up to work and your boss has laid out a gift for you on your desk, and just be also appreciative of your boss. There are two national holidays involving employees and bosses.
Yeah. And you and Rob need to not be surprised if your employer didn't leave a gift out.
No one's surprised. And no one ever is surprised by that. More next.
More TJ and Riggins up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So here's some good news heading into the weekend. Pamela Mann, she just became a mother for the very first time. She said she always wanted to be a mother growing up. She just knew this was what she was going to be a mom. And I love hearing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a first time mom, first kid. Well, first time mom, that's what it would imply. But she says she had a C-section scheduled. And when the doctor pulled out the baby, this is what she heard. The doctor pulls, all the nurses are like, oh my God, wow. And she goes, I started to get pretty nervous because that's just probably not comforting words. Wow, wow, wow. Well, it turns out they were all making comments because the baby, who she named Paris, weighed 13 pounds and 4 ounces, nearly double the average size for a newborn. Here's what the baby looks like.
It's the size of a toddler.
It is the size of a toddler. I don't know it breaks any records, but I mean, look at the roundness. I mean, just it's like a marble. Just totally round and chubby and wonderful. But 13 pounds, she said it was difficult, but she's so thrilled to be a mom and stuff like that. Did were you in the waiting or the what do they call it?
The delivery
room for the entire thing?
Yeah, I was. Both children.
Was this at a time when they still had the rooms for husbands to go out to sort of present?
You could have if you want. They have waiting rooms, but I wouldn't have done that. I didn't get down there and watch it because I'm too queasy. I would have passed out and been no help to anyone.
Yeah.
I stayed up by Jody's head and let her squeeze my hand and, you know, tell her how pretty she is and all of that.
You told her how pretty she is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just waiting for like the other shoe to drop. Okay, no, I think that's awesome.
I did.
Did she want to hold your hand or was she, like you see
she would
in the movie?
She would actually go, hand, because she wanted to squeeze, and she was like digging her nails into my. I said, can you just do it without the nails? And just like, because when those contractions would come, she would want to squeeze my hand.
And she's got those really long acrylics too. That couldn't have felt really good.
Oh man, no, like paper clips on them. No, kidding. I'm kidding.
But she never, like you see in the movie, sometimes when the woman like shakes her husband, you don't even know. She wasn't angrily.
Lord, no.
Okay.
No. She knows it was her fault.
Getting pregnant.
No, she knows it was like her sister Eve's fault for having them to have to go through pain because she didn't listen to the Lord.
She knew it.
She knew. Don't blame me. Blame Eve.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.